I'm Catherine Beek with these top stories on Newsy. A powerful 7.0 magnitude earthquake rocked Mexico, killing at least one person. Poles crashed onto cars and glass shattered onto streets as buildings swayed and sent people running out of their homes overnight. The epicenter was about 10 miles northeast of Acapulco. Tremors were felt nearly 200 miles away in Mexico City. One person was killed by a falling post. Despite what you see here, the government says the damage wasn't too severe beyond some collapsed walls. Officials had warned of a potential tsunami, but the threat has since passed. You can hear the reaction from earlier this morning in Richmond, Virginia, after one of the country's largest remaining monuments to the Confederacy came down. Crews removed the 21-foot bronze statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Virginia's Governor Ralph Northam announced plans to take it down last June after George Floyd's murder and the national protests that followed. But legal challenges stalled the process until this week. That's when Virginia's Supreme Court ruled against two lawsuits to keep the statue, saying the state's values have changed and so must its policies. Some people were elated to see the statue go.
I think we can look to the future and stop reflecting on the past.
It's a reminder of a bad part of our history. And not just African Americans, but Americans, period.
The 12-ton statue is now headed to storage. The pedestal will stay in the circle for now, although workers are expected to remove decorative plaques tomorrow. Governor Northam has said the public can help decide what to do with the space. Afghans left behind are pleading for action from the Biden administration, terrified the Taliban are coming for them. Thousands have tried to fly out of Kabul in recent days on chartered planes, but the Taliban has blocked hundreds from leaving, reportedly including American citizens and green card holders, claiming they don't have the proper paperwork. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said yesterday the Taliban promised to let people leave.
We're holding the Taliban to the commitments that they've made, and starting with any American citizens who wish to do so, Afghans who worked for us, including the special immigrant visa applicants or visa holders, other Afghans at risk.
Blinken says the Taliban stuck to that commitment at least once, allowing four American citizens to recently leave Afghanistan. The trial of Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes begins today after fraud charges against her spawned a book, documentary, and an upcoming movie. Holmes rose to fame for what she sold as a revolutionary blood testing startup. She told investors the company was on track to make $100 million in 2014. But really, it was more like $100,000.